house. We go to the extent that we went out and we booked a vacation. I didn't have the money to pay for it. And we go to the extent that 2 weeks ago, we even bought a nice big car. We just knew that it was all going to be taken care of. So when we came in here and Pastor Gianto gave that sermon, it was really just, it was an affirmation of what we already knew was going on. The next morning, when we opened up the Word to read our book of schedule, it was exactly the same Word that Pastor Gianto had spoken. So we just praised God, and we said, this is exactly what's going to happen. Now, in my business, February is horrible. February is always a bad month. Last week, my phone rang so much that I had a hard time returning the phone calls. I can tell you without a doubt that my business this year is up 100%.
Amen.
We know for a fact, I believe that God is going to continue to multiply that. The one thing that Pastor Yadra said that just resonates in my mind is don't limit God's blessings. So we are in agreement with everybody that this is an anointing of increase, the year of increase.
Amen.
I just pray that everybody has the same blessing that we do and then some.
Amen.
So praise God.
Hallelujah. Give the mic to somebody. Give the mic to somebody, anybody. You all have to keep it brief. I still have a message to
preach. Praise God. My story is almost like this brother here. Some of you that don't even know where the struggles and things that we've been through in the past 3 years. But, I've always believed that my brothers, you guys are not here to ask me. I've always believed that I got one here from Pastor Grammy to be here every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
We go through these 200 churches together. But I know this is the place. We've always believed that from day one that this is the place. I tell you what, Pastor, when you gave that message on last Sunday about that financial of increase, I believed it. My wife and I, we believed it. We went home. Although I believed it, I was looking at something in the future to happen. But when I left that day, that Friday before that message, where I work at, I'm the assistant administrator, it's a nursing home. Our sensors have actually just like his brother, just shut up the roof. So when we were thinking about having 50 residents, we had about 110. Some of the issues we had before about money is all being solved. But the surprising thing is that when Friday when I left, we usually have a board meeting on Mondays where we meet the members of the board of directors. I'm also one of the owners, but I don't sit on the board because I'm the administrator. So on that Friday, we were getting ready for this meeting. It's a pretty difficult meeting because it asks me a lot of questions. How did you spend this money? How did you do this? What's so great? We have a lot of questions. So anyway, we were getting ready. The administrator who I work with had packed up an agenda for that meeting. And the agenda is for the agenda. And told the review it as well as well. So we finished the agenda on Friday. Monday morning I go into pretty much get ready for the meeting with all the financial statements and everything to hand out to the board. And so he said, why don't you go have the first meeting with all the managers? Because I usually have a meeting with the managers before, if it's a day of the board meeting, then I go sit with the board. So while I was having that meeting with the managers of all the departments, for them to give us the update on the departments, we got that meeting done, they began the meeting. So I finished that meeting with the managers. When I wanted to step into the board meeting, they told me to wait. And I was getting angry, Pastor, like, why did I wait outside while they're having this meeting? I'm an owner. I have to be in the meeting. So I tried to get in again, they told me, wait, I'm coming here. So I stood out there for 10 minutes. Frankly, I was getting irritated to go into this meeting. You know, when I went in, they looked at me and they said, Ken, we're just going to tell you for the job you're doing. He's giving you $30,000. presence. So I know for sure that God put that in the agenda on that
The anointing of increase. See.
The anointing of increase. And I pass to say, my motion, return to sleep.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I am saying that I'm giving God praise and honor because He has been faithful with me because I asked Him for His anointing over me and I receive it. In the name of Jesus, He touched everything and everything. And He's broken my back like when you sit in our one of those exercise, massage chairs. You see, you feel that little bump in your back when I stack, and that's what I feel in my heart. Every time, so I give you praise and honor.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the
Lord. I'm just so honored to be up here to share what the Lord has done in our lives, my husband and I, this week. The word has been overcame by the word that arouses by the mother and lamb of God. And so I just want to thank everyone for sharing their testimony because we overcome by hearing each other's testimony, what God is doing in our lives individually. And I just want to say that, you know, many of you guys don't know me, don't know my testimony, but I believe that God strategically brought my and I together and that it brings us together. He literally performed a miracle. Because just 6 months ago, I didn't know this man. He didn't know me. And God miraculously brought us together. And we've been living together for a whole 3 weeks now. And I'm just like, wow, Lord, when you put people together, you really put people together. Like, this man was created for me. And I was created for him. And I just, like the woman said, you know, God's ways are not like ours. It really, we cannot fathom the way he does things. So, make a long story short, that's one. Okay, so this past week, so we went home. I told Pastor Jeff, that word, no one else received that word of increase. I received it. That word is for me and for me alone. And so, I went home. We prayed that week. This past week, we were looking at our budget. And we were, you know, we're counting cleaning, and we were just like, boy, you know, our resources are dwindling down, but we have very limited resources, and we're just trying to be a good steward of what the Lord has given to us. And we were just looking, and just like, well, we have this allocation fee of $1,500 that we had to submit by the end of the week. And we just did not want to, we were believing God for this money. It was a huge leap of faith. I got a phone call from my dear sister-in-law cousin, Candace, who prophesied that someone was going to call us and give up that money. And I said, I received it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And sure enough, as we were finishing up our budget, we got a phone call from the Vitus pastor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, saying, the Lord has told me to bless you guys with $1,500 to pay for your application.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to thank the whole church and also to thank God for taking us back home, Nigeria, and bringing us back. It's not easy. I know that a lot of people sometimes when they go home, they run into one problem or the other, or the kids get sick, or some of them will end up losing their life. But God took us home and brought us back. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Because the whole thing was just well perfect from when we left here. And we got to the village and we had a good time because I've not seen my family for the past 9 years and it was a big reunion for all of us. But when we were about to leave and go, then we had to go down to Kaduna and that's because our flight is from Abuja and we had to spend some time like God is according to Kaduna. When we got there, that's when they had this big strike. And we were so worried because there's no flights coming in and there's no one going out. And my kids, they've already started school and the school is calling us. And I didn't know what to do. But as God will have it, the day where our flight is scheduled, which is on Thursday, was the day the flight had a fly. Hallelujah! So we missed our flight. But one big thing happened. When we got to Kaduna, I told my husband that I need to go see my uncle because he didn't come home. And he played a lot of role in my marriage. I said I have to see him before I come back. Then I took all my kids and my sister-in-law. We were on our way to go see him. When we started driving, even though there was strike, the private cars were moving at that point. And then we were just driving. When we were driving, there's a place we got to. We see all these Muslims going on the road. And then when they saw us, they came and gathered our car. You know, they circled the car. And it's just like, I was just reading the blood of Jesus because the next thing they wanted to, they saw that all the people that are inside the car, they are all Christians because like, we didn't cover our hair and all that. So it's just for them to, they don't know what to do, to kill us or to do what. They refused for us to move. We stood there, we were in their midst for almost like an hour. We just stayed there. They didn't want our car to move. I was so scared and terrified. I was just like, God, please, you know, just save us. And then eventually, the police people came, and then the mobiles or whatever, they just scattered and, you know, they now left. Praise the Lord! Most of them had not spoken on that car, we would not have been dead. And imagine losing the whole family. Because the only person that was not in that car is my husband. And God finally took us to where we were going. And then the very next day after that incident, they killed someone. And that was when they had coffee in Kaduna. So even though on that Thursday we were supposed to, the flight has already started flying, there's no way for us to get out of Kaduna because there's coffee. So we were just trapped there. And you know, I was just panicking. I said, what is this? Then my brother-in-law started calling the army chief or whatever. And then they sent an army escort for us. Amen. And we took army escort from Kaduna to Abuja. That is how we were able to make it back to Kaduna. So I just want to thank God for saving our life. And also to thank everyone that's after that in prayer. Yes. You know, we just want to give him all the praises because we know he said that the blood of his children would never be found outside the gate. None of our blood was found outside the gate. We went and we came back. Yes. Praise the Lord!
Well, this testimony is a little bit overdue, but there's an increase in favor this week. When I had a baby, by faith, we decided to kind of stay home. And my plan was to stay home for the first year. Well, it didn't work, but God saw us through. I was on maternity leave, and I wasn't getting paid. And, you know, it was really definitely God that saw us through that time financially. We were able to, you know, still, we were still behind some time, just still able to keep up with the mortgage, the car, everything. That seemed so much for us, but God saw us through the whole time. And I really didn't want to go back to this job that I was teaching at. I had great testimonies last year, you guys heard about it, but I really did not want to have to drive 45 minutes and just be away from my, just a bed from the So it was time to go back to work, because we have to use wisdom. And I was like, okay, I look for work at home and all this stuff. So I went back to work, and, you know, I just was like, I'm not really feeling it. I'm just going to go back. Well, God made a way. They first tried to put me as a social studies teacher, and I was like, social studies. And I didn't say anything, because I already packed all my stuff, and I thought I wasn't coming back. So I was like, whatever, I didn't even go look at the room. They changed from cake to eight, and I was just like, just whatever. Then they tried to put me as an ELD teacher, and I was just like, okay. And I was removed, and they were just trying to mess me up, but God would have, when I came back, he worked everything out, put me as a special area teacher, I was creating my own curriculum, and the things that I complained all about last year, like doing Q files, because teachers, you have to do these Q files, it's a lot of work, and before you get paid at the end of summer, you have to go through a lot, you have homeroom, you have to do all this stuff. I have no homeroom, so my first class starts at 9:58. Gives me time for my husband. We didn't know who was going to watch Promise. God gave us the grace for my husband to work nights and still watch the baby during the day. So he gets home, by the time he gets home 7:45, because of my class, my first class had my first hour of prep, I'm able to work, you know, pause, go to work. So God just worked all of that out. And I wanted to continue nursing as I was working, and it was like a challenge for me. My mom was like, come to work, I'm like, come to work. And so I decided to do that. But I was having some challenges because of my first hour being my prep. And, you know, I just prayed about it, and I talked to my dad, and I said, let me just go to the administration and just ask them. And I went to talk to my principal, and I said, you know, these are the needs I have. And we were having some challenges, some people wouldn't come and release me and stuff. And one of my coworkers actually tried to send an email and put me on blast, and just, he was like, you could consider changing your breastfeeding schedule and all this. And I was like, wow, she blind copied the administration. And I didn't even know this. And I was just like, okay, and I responded back very nicely, and I said, we need to support each other. And I didn't even know that the administration was blind copied. And the principal just sent an email, and I just looked at it, he said, no need to apologize. We'll be having a meeting with her about confidentiality and inappropriateness, or how to deal with inappropriate. And it was just like God was going on my behalf. I didn't have to say anything. Then they just sent two people to my room. They said they'd be coming there every day to release me to go do my next, you know, go to prom. And I was just like, wow, I didn't have to fight this battle at all this week. It was just like, I thought, okay, they're going to be against me. They're probably talking about me. I've talked too much of Hala this week. And God just made a way. And now, I mean, I can actually say, I actually decided to drive and enjoy the job. I don't have to grade anything. And it was wonderful. But that made it easy for me to go back to work.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, my testimony is I've been working in the CNA for over a year now. And my family thought I was crazy. I'll start crying.
God is so faithful.
They were like, you know, I have more skill to do what I do at CNA. I have a lot of certifications to make more money. But I know God is looking to get here at the hospital. So basically, we're at the bottom of the pay grade. We do a lot of dirty work and a lot of great work at the CNA. And I've just been serving and sowing seeds into other women and mothers for like the past 4 or 5 years of my business, not taking money for it. And one day I had a chaplain call me from the hospital. And he just, it was kind of odd to me, but you know, I expect odd things to happen to me. It's a beautiful thing. And the chaplain called and said, well, we've been talking to your coworkers about you with National Spirit Aid or Hospital or something of the sort. He said, we were talking to your employees about you, and we heard you have a pretty strong prayer life. Would you come in and pray for the staff and pray for patients? They were like, well, we know it's your day off. I said, it doesn't matter to me, I'll come in anyway. So upon coming in, I ended up meeting with one of the chaplains, and as that happened, he said, well, he started asking me what I did outside of the hospital, and I told him, and they said they looked me up, and were watching my videos and the business that I did, and he said, I need you for my wife. He said, I need to hire you today for my wife. He said, if you tell me you need me to pay you upfront for 4 months, 6 months, or a year, I need you to come be my wife's lifestyle coach and wellness consultant and really get her back on top again. And I just said, God, I said, I knew I wasn't there for the money. I mean, it's only seed. Nobody's job can really provide for them the way that God can provide for us. You know, that's just seed. So, but even in the midst of my faithfulness, the days where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, just serving faithfully, that's when God found me, like, serving faithfully in that hospital. Sent business to me in the hospital where I work and said, we just God sent people to seek you out. And so this Saturday, I started with my first in-home client. They're paying me for a week and month ahead of time. And I just look forward to being able to have millions and millions of clients around the world to support this mission. So I just want to say amen. And faithfulness pays. Like, I didn't feel like I was at the bottom of the hospital. I just did it faithfully every single day. Not afraid to sew, not afraid to pick up extra shifts. And God sent those people to that hospital to find me and seek me out for the business that He created for me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm standing in your just thanking God because she took a love for me. And pastor, and every church and everybody support me to pray for me. I know that God hear my prayer. Last year, my daughter came here. I know this thing, you see when God bless me. I will show God because God bless me.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
I praise God. Bill and I are trophies of God's grace. As you see us, we are trophies of miracle walk. I have even had a death experience where I sat with Jesus in heaven. And he said, I had been seeking God and said, Lord, am I in your will? I had just finished preaching a sermon. And as I walked and turned from the pulpit, I collapsed. I don't remember hitting the floor, Pastor, but I collapsed. But I could hear the lady that traveled with me in those years in the ministry calling my name, calling and saying, no, you can't leave. You haven't passed the mantle on to me yet. You can't leave. And her voice kept getting fainter and fainter, and then the next thing I knew, I saw the Shekinah glory of the Lord. The Lord, the light shone so bright that I shrunk. I wanted to suddenly just become a speck of dust before him. And then, as I opened my spiritual eyes, I saw all those that have gone before me, and mother and father and loved ones, standing in the reception line, excited to receive me. But then suddenly there was hands in front, and I saw the scars. And he said, wait. He said, do you wish to remain or do you wish to return? And I said, oh, Lord. I thought, in your presence, I never want to leave. I want to be with you always. The love that you feel, he does meet you. There is nothing to fear in death. Because we step from this life to the next.
Amen.
And he said, return. I have needed you there.
Amen.
And 6 months later, we were to meet Bishop John and be in United.
Hallelujah.
Return. I have needed you there. So many things have happened. Earlier last year, I fell. I'm going to give a fresh testimony, something that happened last week, I promise. But I fell. And I had had a back injury before that, a car accident, or a near accident. I had to spin the car, and I yelled Jesus, and my vertebrae, two of them, snapped and pressed on my spinal cord, flattened it. My God, he is everything. And they told me, don't ever fall down. Don't ever have another car accident. Don't hit any bumps. And I said, do you know what the roads that are not roads look like in Uganda? I will not be stopped in Jesus' name. It is my God. So a few weeks later, the enemy was very angry. And I fell to the vent in our home on the floor, not knowing that I had twisted my knee and had done a lot of damage to it. And I suffered all summer long. But God was there with me. Jesus is so I finally went to see an orthopedic surgeon, and he said, you know, I know that you're getting ready to go back, but he said, I can't picture you walking the roads and the places that you walk without having this repaired. And I don't want to hear that you fell and it would throw you down and you broke your hip. What would you do then? So I prayed and the Lord confirmed to both my husband and I that I should have the surgery. I had the surgery on October 3rd. 2 days later, because it was drive-through surgery, and 2 days later, I was not doing what I was supposed to do. I'm medically trained, and I knew I was supposed to get up and move after surgery, but they had given me the wrong instructions when I went home. It was nobody's fault. It was a clerical error. It was the enemy intervening. So I threw clots, blood clots, and I had a stroke that went through my brain. I couldn't see. I was blinded. I couldn't speak right, but it ended up with PEs, they're called pulmonary embolisms, in my lungs. Now, this sounds very terrible. You say, where was God in all this? Let me show you. When they put me into the CT scan to check to see the position of these clots and the clot in my leg, they came back and they said, we're sorry to inform you, but you have also prominent lymph nodes in your lungs. And for anybody that's trained, you know that prominent lymph nodes can lead to other things, which would surely cause us from going back to Uganda or doing anything but just focusing on your sickness and trying to survive and taking treatments. But God, his name is higher than any name. Jesus and what he paid for us is bigger than all of our problems. And the doctor, the pulmonologist that they sent to me is a spirit-filled Christian. Praise God. And he said, we'll go through this together. When you get, because we ended up back in the hospital. When they took me to the hospital in that emergency, my husband came under attack. He came out to the driveway, couldn't move. He couldn't move his legs, he couldn't move his hand, he couldn't feel his feet. We both ended up in the hospital at the same time. Two different ambulances. Both in rehab. Just got out a few weeks ago. Taking physical therapy now. So I was to see the doctor last week. The nurse called me and she said, we don't have to do another CT scan. We've got the report on this one. And she said, you tell all the people that have been praying for you, God is alive. They're so big that they have decreased down to one-third the size that they were for me. But it means that what the devil meant for bad, God has turned it around for good. Through Jesus Christ. And I praise him when I give him all the glory. I do not have to go in and have biopsies in my lungs. I don't have to have any of those things. And we are preparing to go back and finish the work, as you said, Pastor. We have the picture here of the church. And I have other pictures that you can see. The beginning of it, we started building around the tent. The tent all the way by the way. And this is what we're doing. So anybody that wants to see it, when they come up, I give God all the glory. I'm not going to take up the time now, but there's a picture that you can show. This is what we're headed back to. And I give him all the glory. We are, as I said, we are merely instruments and messengers. We are nothing else than that. And we stand amazed at the Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
I have a very long testimony, but I'm just going to call it short, because we need the pastor to preach to us and hear the word of God. The Lord gave me a financial increase this week of $1,200.
Amen.
But increase that the Lord has given to me, that I bless the Lord for more than any other thing, because I know I need the money, but it's the spiritual increase that I thank the Lord for, because sometime last year, if I reflect back on my life and on my family's life, I was in a pretty bad shape. But And now I thank the Lord that He's put us in a position, me and my wife and my children, that He's anointed our house so much. And that $1,200 is a lot of money. But what God has in store for me and what He's told me this year, I mean, I don't know for any other person in this church, but this year is 5 years of
retirement. Hey.
And I believe, and I believe, surely it will come to pass.
Amen. Jesus said, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Like you all know, since last year, God has been blessing us, blessing my family to have a baby. But I didn't know that God wanted me to come out today to praise His name. Sometimes I've been preparing for an exam, the Ready for God exam. And I registered for it. I was meant to go to it yesterday, which I did. But before then, I wanted to move the exam to a later date. But now I understand why I did it yesterday. I did the exam. During my break, I come out and ask the administrator, what happened to my family's exam? And he was like, well, you come back and take it again and you pay for it. I said, okay. And then I kept coming back and asking him what's going to happen. And I was like, well, it's the same thing. You just going to keep coming back and keep paying for it. So when I was done with the exam, I came out. In my mind, I was like, man, I think I'm going to come back. I'm just going to come back. I think this can be good. So when I came out, and he was like, you passed. I'm like, why is he asking me if I passed? But he's supposed to tell me. So I said, oh, did I? He said, yes, I said you passed. You passed for the exam. I think it was a Christian and Muslim. I was like, thank you, Jesus. And all the way from the exam to my house, I was just singing in the car, I'm praising God, and I was just singing all kinds of songs. And I didn't even think about it from what happened last week up to this moment that it was God at work. Because passing the exam, I believe God is still interested in me and my family will go to a higher height. The exam, and I'm just going to keep blessing us. So I just praise God for everything He has done for our family up to this morning.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for His goodness, for His love, and for His faithfulness. He has been so good unto me. Last year, I traveled home around October last year for my niece's wedding. And three other things that I had to do. So I didn't have enough time at home. I only spent the week and some days. And the thing, I mean, my patient money in at home, I used to work in the mini lab. Those of you that come from the children, you know, University of Bethlehem, that was where I worked for 8 years. So after I stayed here for some years, when I reached 2 years to meditation, I went back home and we started that process. So they have been paying me for the money, but after some time, my staff has been doing it for me, for us to submit some documents, and they have the money for 2 years plus. So they said they needed to see me, or they can do anything. So I went home last year, October. I didn't have enough time. You know how Nigeria is. When I got there, they said they were on strike. And I said, I can't just come home without waiting things before I come back to here. So, by Monday, I got home I didn't do anything. And then, because they were still on strike. Then by Monday, that I wanted to see them, they got on strike. And I went to see them. When I got there, all the people that I needed to see, I met all of them in the office. So, they just signed the papers that they needed to sign. And I went back home and they said, they came. One day, that's all right. So, I came back. The Lord took me back home, brought me back his family. So, that October or November, they came in the morning. And I thank God for that. Because they have been the Lord, you know.
for them to be on strike while I needed to think, and the Lord just got off the strike. And I was able to meet them at a fifth everything. And again, I needed to do my passport. No, my passport expired. I don't know who expired by. So when I got home, I said I have to do that one, so I bring it back, because they said if I don't do it, I can't come back here. So the Lord worked so many miracles for me, that one was done. Then I came back with my new passport. I thank God for that.
Amen.
So this last week, for the English method I made last week Sunday, we all received the blessing. So I opened my email and I saw that my site mailed me and told me how much money was paid into my account. And then this was last week. And again, I had an accident about 4 years ago. Because when somebody hit me anyway, it was just the Lord that saved my life. I would have been dead by now. But the Lord, I mean, gave me victory. So, at the same time, we couldn't find the blessing. I was taken to the hospital that time, and then the thing has been like that on and on. My insurance, they refused to do something. They said, because they didn't see the blessing that caused the accident. They didn't pay me anything or whatever. So, last week, I opened my email, and my lawyer emailed me and said that they have offered to pay me some money. I thank God for that. And again, when we got from that last Sunday, I think I wrote out the pastor mentioned something about the GO. Even if they send me a mail or whatever, you just believe that. I can't say exactly what they said, but I remember I said something that had to do with that. So when we got from myself and my husband, we have received we have believed before. I mean, we told our mortgage company to do the mortgage qualification or something. They refused to do. And we found the cheaper house that we had. So they kept sending us bills for the house that we have already left. So last Sunday, when we got home, we took the $1, the money that we sent them into the place. So we put it to the bills, and we prayed. We agreed together. So, this same last week, we received another letter saying that this translation. I don't know how to thank him, but I know that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up and give the Lord a big standing ovation for all of his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. All those testimonies from the anointing of increase. Somebody got 30,000 in 1 week. Another person got 1,500 in 1 week. And somebody else got 1,200 increase. In fact, he said 1,200, he said, plus, spiritual increase. Our brother Jim came out and said, my business, February is the worst year. I mean, the worst time of the year. But this year, more than 100%, increase already. Amen. Praise God. And then the sister came, and then she just couldn't, debt cancellation. Hallelujah. My. The Lord is good. Praise God. The Lord is so good. Now, I want to tell you something, too. When we minister the word, when the Lord speaks, when the Lord gives, there's a different anointing for every service. How many of you know that? And last week, it was the anointing of increase. But you got to follow what the Lord says. Don't change nothing. Just do what the Lord says. Because the Lord is faithful. Because the Lord says, look, I am the Lord that confirmeth the word of my messengers. And I also frustrate the tokens of liars. So the Lord will confirm that message. And as the message said last week, you just do what it said. Amen. Praise God. I told you, don't spend that bill. You put it, and remember, all of that was not because we took up an offering. Hello? We did not do that by telling you to bring money and some scheme that popped up. No. It was It was a message that was preached after people already gave an offering. Amen?
Amen.
So it's not tied to the fact that you gave some money and so forth. So never mind all that nonsense. You know, the Lord owns the cattle on a thousand sheep. I mean, cattle on a thousand hills, and everything is His. You know, you can't buy it. You can't buy anything from the Lord. In fact, the way people should give to the Lord is out of a gratitude of your heart. Not because you are going to purchase something from God. No. Praise God. So I set the record straight on that in case somebody is saying, oh, you know, maybe they were not here. Maybe we took up an offering to do that. No. We didn't do that at all. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is so good. And I want you, you know, those of you that gave a testimony and so forth like that, you know, I want you to know that that was just the beginning. Amen? Amen, somebody. Praise God. You know, because, you know, that's exactly what the message said. You know, so you believe the Lord and you're going to see greater things. You know, your miracle will run out when you stop believing God. It's as simple as that. You know, but as long as you praise Him with confidence and believe the word of the Lord, you know, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, you may sit down. Jehoshaphat said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also His prophets, and so shall He prosper. Well, I'm not a prophet and so forth, but when the Lord moves upon me, you know, I can speak in that office, you know, and He moves upon me. And I believe there was a prophetic anointing that moved last week to bring that, and if you believe it, so shall ye prosper. Amen, somebody. So you do what it says and so forth, you know, and we want to hear more testimonies and all of that and so forth. You know, in my own family already, you know, lots of testimonies that the Lord did last week, and I am so thankful, and I'm looking for greater things.